Welcome to the Breezy Babies podcast. This is episode 157, how to move, support, and think your way healthier as a mom. Could you use more confidence as a parent? Welcome to the happy place for boobs and babies. You're in good hands. Breezy Babies is where we ease your transition into parenthood because it's a bumpy road. Am I right? I'm your host, Bree the IBCLC, and if you'd like to make life as a parent more breezy, you're in the right place. I'm here to deliver small, bite-sized tips and tricks so you can crush your parenting and lactation goals. I'm honored to be on this journey with you. Let's go. Hey there, friends. Welcome back for another episode of the Breezy Babies podcast. So good to be with you. Yesterday was officially the first day of summer. And I know by the time you listen to this, it'll be a little bit after summer has started, but we're still in full swing summer vacation mode over here. I think we've learned how to, you know, balance work life and summer life at our house. And I hope you're doing the same. I'm so excited to share today's podcast episode with you today. I have a very special guest who is really an expert on this topic, and I learned a lot by listening to her recording. I was taking notes. I'm so excited to share this. I even messaged her after and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many good tidbits from your recording that I want to put together so many different like reels and posts for my Instagram because there's just so much good stuff here. So if you're listening to this podcast, just know that you're about to get all the good stuff very soon. If you are wondering how to improve and support your mental and physical health as a mom, then this podcast episode is for you. I know that myself and many of my clients feel very depleted after pregnancy and through breastfeeding. Sarah is going to talk about that whole process and how to support you so that you can better support your baby, which is such an important topic. Things that I talk about with my clients all the time, especially with babies that are less than 6 months. A lot of times my clients will ask me, oh, are there certain supplements that I can take? Or what about this probiotic? Is this something I can give my baby? And a lot of times for young babies, we actually focus more on mom and supporting her and supplementing her so that she can get baby what she needs. So of course, today's podcast episode is not medical advice. If you want specific advice for your journey, then you're going to work one-on-one with someone like me for breastfeeding or someone like Sarah for specific help for you when it comes to nutrition and supporting yourself in the postpartum period. But I know you're going to leave today with some good tips and tricks to add into your day-to-day life. So to introduce a little bit, Sarah was actually a client of mine. That's how I first met her. I helped her with breastfeeding. And since then I followed her on Instagram just because she was a great client. I wanted to keep up with her. I liked the vibe of her Instagram page. And just over the years, I've noticed how helpful her stories were. And she would post about different things that she was eating. Like she would make a homemade hot chocolate and homemade marshmallows. And I was like, what? That is amazing. Just the things that she would post about was just such a cool vibe. And the way that she was really eating clean and being intentional about all the ingredients that she was putting in her body, I just thought it was such so amazing and so inspiring. So I've been on my own journey to clean up my own household and clean up my gut health. And so I'm always love learning about more ways that I can do that. And so Sarah shows she shares a lot of really great tips on this. So before I turn the time over to Sarah, I want to talk a little bit more. I did a masterclass earlier this year. I did a baby poop workshop with my friend Allegra. And we put together all the tips and tricks for helping babies to poop regularly because we noticed that so many families were being told that, oh, it's normal for your baby to go a week or longer without pooping. And we were like, oh, that is actually not normal. All humans ideally should be pooping every single day. So we put together a whole workshop. We had a great turnout. Lots of families who came to that workshop. We still have it available for sale. She has it on her website. I have it on my Breezy Baby's website, that baby poop workshop. And one of the ways that we prepared to up-level that workshop is by listening to Jennifer. She is a big name in the lactation world. She has a really holistic approach, and she put together a gut brain workshop that I listened to. I took meticulous notes, and I have pages of notes from this gut brain workshop that I refer back to often, especially for my tricky clients where I'm like, oh, there's something weird going on here that I've never really seen before. We're not really sure. It's not the classic things like a bad latch or, you know, just some of those things are like body tension and baby. There's something else going on. Her notes have saved me many a times. For example, I had a client recently who was having unexplainable breast pain. She had a history of IGT. And I'm not going to go into all the details of what all those things mean, but I was going through my notes and noticed that low iodine can be a reason for those two things. So I'm still talking with my client about iodine and figuring out what's normal for her. She also has a health history where she has some issues with iodine. And so anyway, it's been such a valuable workshop. And in that workshop, Jennifer talks about heal the mom, heal the baby, okay? Which is a really important thing. We can't heal a baby's gut that's struggling if the mom's gut is struggling. So again, we always focus on mom first and then baby will follow suit. And also, not only about gut health, but also if a baby is needing some body work, such as cranial sacral therapy for body tension, for alignment, for whatever's going on in that baby's body, that's great to go and have some cranial sacral therapy done for baby. But do you know what's even better? To have cranial sacral therapy for both mom and baby, because the baby goes and has this great work done and then comes back to a stressful environment, for example, then that cranial sacral therapy really didn't do a whole lot of good because mom and baby are working so closely together for a breastfeeding relationship. Each one is literally half of the puzzle. And if one is out of alignment and out of whack, then the other one will be as well. I really like how she talked in this workshop about not being a gatekeeper as a lactation consultant. Sometimes we get nervous as lactation consultants to suggest specific minerals, suggest specific supplements, but spoiler alert, your healthcare provider is probably not going to know about many of the things that Sarah is going to talk about today, because both Sarah and Jennifer take a much more holistic approach than, say, your primary care physician may. I've experienced this in my own journey. I've had to look outside what my own primary care physician has suggested for me as far as my gut health went. My primary care physician couldn't tell that anything was wrong with my gut health and suggested to have my gallbladder taken out, which actually would have made things much worse. It wasn't until I went to a more specialized doctor, found out what was going on with my gut health, and I've gone along that journey. I've turned to more holistic approaches, and that's been a good fit for me. So as you listen to this today, just know again that this is not medical advice. You'll want to work on someone one-on-one to find the right fit for you. But Sarah has some great tips for you. So a little bit about Sarah. She's a health and fitness enthusiast from Sandy, Utah. She has made it her mission to empower women to live their happiest, healthiest life using food, movement, and mindset. So you're going to love Sarah. You're going to leave with so many actionable steps. So without further ado, here she is.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I am so excited to be sharing a few thoughts with you today. As a quick introduction, I am a mama to two little boys, a 4-year-old and a 15-month-old now. I'm obsessed with mountain biking, walking in nature, binge listening to audiobooks, and cooking in my kitchen. I'm a personal trainer and a nutrition coach, and I love to geek out on all things health, and that includes mental and physical health. My goal is to empower women to live their healthiest, happiest life and to find joy in the little details of their days, even when things can seem mundane and monotonous, tending to those precious but very needy little people. Today, I want to leave you feeling a little more empowered to thrive in motherhood and not just survive, because I have done both, and thriving feels a heck of a lot better. After I gave birth to my first baby, my health took a turn for the worst. It took me about 2 years to recover, and I now know I was suffering from postnatal depletion, adrenal burnout, a sluggish thyroid, and gut issues, among other things. So when I got pregnant with my second, I knew I needed to do things a little differently. This time around, I have felt so much better. Through my personal experience, along with the research that I've done, I've learned a few crucial things that every mama needs to be doing to feel her best. So today I want to share some things you can do to support your mental and physical health through three different areas. The first one is strategic nutrition. The second one is mindful movement, and the third one is mindfulness practices. So let's dive right into these. The first topic is strategic nutrition. So it takes about 2 to 3 years to fully recover your nutrient status after pregnancy and breastfeeding a baby. Your body will prioritize your nutrients to go to this growing baby. And so if you're not getting enough nutrient-dense food, you can easily become depleted. It breaks my heart to see so many mamas essentially starving themselves in order to, quote, get their bodies back, unquote, after having a baby. And I say that phrase in quotation marks because I fundamentally disagree with the idea that your body ever left you. You don't need to get anything back. Your body is supposed to change, to grow, and to expand into its feminine fullness. Growing and birthing a human life is an incredible feat, and your body needs to be nourished and thanked, not deprived and punished. So after giving birth, the last thing you should be thinking about is how to get the baby weight off. The extra pounds that you're carrying are actually essential for producing that rich, fatty milk that's so incredible for your baby. So focus on fueling your body with enough calories, and that in turn will keep your metabolism and thyroid health firing, which will naturally help you rebalance to a healthy weight when your body feels ready to do so. So if you're a breastfeeding mama, you should be eating a minimum of 2,500 calories a day. Some days I'm sure I hit 3,500 to 4,000. I don't track, but I out-eat my husband at every meal when I'm breastfeeding. Don't be afraid to eat, mamas. It's so important. So I can get off my soapbox now. Some things to focus on when it comes to nutrition, especially when you're pregnant or breastfeeding, are minerals. Minerals are often overlooked, but they are actually the spark plugs for your body. Your mitochondria needs minerals to thrive. So if you want to feel energized and alive, you need minerals. You should be drinking mineral-rich drinks like adrenal cocktails, salted coconut water, herbal teas. Nettle and red raspberry are both amazing. And I drink a nettle hot cocoa with homemade marshmallows every morning in the winter, and I am obsessed with it. So don't just guzzle plain water. It can actually cause more damage than good. So you want to be strategic about the liquids that you're consuming. Drinking 1 to 2 adrenal cocktails a day for the first year postpartum made the biggest difference in my health and recovery with that second pregnancy. If you haven't heard of an adrenal cocktail, it's a combination of whole food vitamin C, potassium, and sodium in the proper ratio. I love the combo of orange juice, coconut water, Redmond sea salt, and a scoop of collagen. And the collagen just helps to kind of balance your blood sugar. So hydrate with mineral-rich drinks. And then some nutrient-dense foods to focus on that will help replenish the nutrients used in pregnancy and breastfeeding are things like grass-fed beef and bison, pasture-raised eggs, liver, and oysters, which if you can't stomach those, you can try, or you can always supplement with a desiccated version of either of them. Wild-caught fish, bee pollen, bone broth, a variety of well-cooked veggies, organic fruits, grass-fed, and raw, if you can, raw dairy. The dairy is actually a really good source of fatty acids and calcium if you can get high-quality dairy. Also, please don't be afraid of carbs. The low-carb trend is killing me, you guys. Your body needs carbs, especially if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So eat some homemade ice cream. It will do your mind and body good. I often get questions about supplements too. I prefer to get my nutrients from real whole food over supplements, both during pregnancy and postpartum. There are a few nutrients, like magnesium is one of them. They're really hard to get from food these days. So there are a couple supplements that I suggest everyone should be implementing. But be wary of generic supplements, including prenatals and multivitamins. Many of the nutrients contained in them are actually derived from very synthetic sources and contain a lot of fillers, which can be problematic. I talk a lot about my favorite supplements on my Instagram if you want to follow along there. One other thing that's really helpful to optimize your health postpartum is adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms. So these help immensely during times of stress, which pregnancy and postpartum are very stressful. Some are not recommended during pregnancy and breastfeeding, so be aware of that. But some of my favorite that I've used postpartum are ashwagandha, reishi, and lion's mane. So that's a quick summary of nutrition. The next way to support your mental and physical health is through mindful movement. Note that I didn't say exercise or working out, because to me, mindful movement is in a very different category as working out. Sometimes mindful movement looks like a short walk and some lymphatic massage. Sometimes it's a yoga flow or a mat Pilates YouTube class that you do at home in between naps, right? Some days it may be strength training or cycling or hiking. And some days it might just be working around your house or your yard. The crucial part is the word mindful. Your movement needs to be intentional based on how you're feeling that on that particular day. Our bodies are meant to move. Our lymphatic system, which helps move and remove toxins from our bodies, need movement in order to work properly. Our joints and muscles need to move. Our hormones function best when we move. Our mental health improves dramatically when we consistently move. What will not be helpful, however, especially in this delicate phase of your life when you're mothering these small children, is to hold yourself to a rigid exercise routine where you burn yourself out doing things like boot camp classes, daily runs, and HIIT workouts. Those types of workouts can be helpful in certain seasons when you're well-rested and very resilient to the stress they cause. But in other seasons, they just don't work as well. Exercise is actually stress on the body. It's a good thing because it makes you stronger, but if you're already running on stress hormones and not sleeping because you're up with baby, chasing kids around the house, the last thing you need is to add a high-intensity workout daily that's going to signal to your body to produce more stress hormones. Exercise should make you feel really good, not burnt out the rest of the day. So check in with yourself each morning and be very honest with how you're feeling. Did you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep the night before? Are you well fueled? Do you have extra energy to put towards a more intense workout? And if not, opt for something a little more gentle like walking, hiking, yoga, or mat Pilates. If you're feeling up to it, lift some weight. Strength training will build muscle. The more muscle you have, the more calories you will burn at rest. I love strength training. Bottom line, move every day in some way. It's an amazing way to improve your mental and physical health. Just do it in a very intentional way. Okay, and then the last thing I want to talk about is mindfulness practices. I would actually argue that the most impactful thing that you can do for your health is to learn to be mindful throughout your day. So many women, so many mamas are racing through our days in an exhausted, hurried whirlwind, breathing shallowly from their chests, mind racing with a million things at once, trying to do it all and be it all. As a recovering perfectionist and busybody, I am definitely guilty of this too. However, a few years ago, I decided that I didn't like the feeling of buzzing that was constantly in my chest and in my head. I now know that that buzzing feeling was a dysregulated nervous system and a body that was pumping out stress hormones always. Too many of us are living on stress hormones, and it's become the norm. And stress hormones feel really good until they don't. After a few months or even years of living on stress hormones, you often crash. This is why so many women are experiencing symptoms of adrenal fatigue and burnout, gut issues, sluggish thyroids, hormone imbalances. So mindfulness practices are one way to combat this. You need to signal to your brain that you are safe, that you're not hurried and rushed and frantic all the time. So some ways to do this include meditation and journaling, walks in nature, grounding, which is standing with your bare feet on the ground outside, and breath work. I love the Wim Hof breathing technique, and you can find that on YouTube and follow along. So when I started this journey to regulate my nervous system and get out of that constant fight or flight mode that I was living in, I thought that a 10-minute meditation in the morning would do the trick. But I've learned that while that is a fabulous way to start your day, it's not enough to turn off the stress hormones, especially when you've been living on them for years and years. So the key is to be consistent throughout your entire day. And I'm not saying that you need to meditate 5 times throughout your day. It's the little things that really add up to make a difference. It's how you're breathing when you're standing at the kitchen sink doing dishes for the 1,000,000th time. Are you breathing shallow and fast through your mouth or slow and deep through your nose? Are your breaths coming from your chest or deep in your belly? Try and notice your breath throughout the day. You want to be breathing slow, deep belly breaths through your nose, and this will signal to your body that you are safe and calm and everything is good. I also want you to pay attention to the narrative that's running through your head. I lived for years and years and years telling myself that I was sick because I didn't feel good. I had a lot of really uncomfortable symptoms. And so I would tell myself that I was sick, that I have incurable symptoms. I'm too tired. I'm not doing enough. My body is broken. This type of negative narrative, your mind is so connected to your body. If you tell it you're sick and tired, it's going to believe you. If you can change your narrative and start telling your body that it only knows healing, that you have energy, even if you don't right now, that you are safe and happy and calm, you will start to feel that way. It may take some time, but I can absolutely attest to this. Mindset is everything. Appreciation will change your world. So stop and appreciate the little things all day long. And I know you will start to feel a difference in your mental and physical health. It's really easy as a mama to just get wrapped up in the mundane go, go, go with your little ones. And you're just chasing and you're just exhausted. And you just think about that to-do list because there is so much to do every single day. I get it. But if you keep living this way, it's not going to be a joyful way to live. So if you can slow down and really start to notice the little things and take breaths and enjoy the sunshine and notice all the little things that your little babies and toddlers are noticing, and just feel a sense of awe with them throughout your day. Oh, you guys, life is so much better when you do it this way. Okay, so to summarize, today we talked about three things that you can do to thrive in motherhood, not just survive. So the first was strategic nutrition. Eat enough food and prioritize nutrient density and high quality foods when you can. Number two is mindful movement. Move every day in a way that energizes, not drains you. And number three, practice mindfulness daily. Connect with yourself and breathe deeply, slow down and enjoy the ride all throughout the day. Okay, I've had so much fun sharing some thoughts with you guys today. I hope that something I said was helpful. I want all you mamas to know that you absolutely can feel amazing in this season of your life, even if it feels like all the odds are stacked against you some days. Be patient, hang in there, and know that you absolutely can thrive. If you want to follow along with me, you can find me mainly on Instagram. My handle's at Fit for Life by Sarah, and that's Sarah spelled S-A-R-A-H. I do offer one-on-one consultations for fitness and nutrition plans if you would like to work with me. Feel free to just reach out through Instagram and we can go from there. Thank you.
There you have it. Isn't Sarah so great? If you want to get to know Sarah a little bit better, she's at Fit for Life by Sarah on Instagram. She does offer one-on-one coaching for fitness and nutrition. And for this podcast episode, she shared a 15% off her ebook where she talks about body image titled From the Ground Up. She shared this discount code for 15% off, and that's Love Me, L-O-V-E-M-E. So I will put that in the show notes if you want to go download Sarah's ebook. Again, her top three tips for today was number one, use strategic nutrition that can look like minerals, adrenal cocktails, and nutrient-dense food. Her tip number two was mindful movement. This can look different from day to day, but make it intentional to remove toxins and improve mental health. And I really loved her tip where she talks about exercise should make you feel good and not burned out by the end of the day. That was a good one for me. Tip number three was mindfulness practices such as breathing deeply. That signals to your brain that you're safe through grounding, meditation, and breath work. Thank you, Sarah, so much for sharing those top three tips with us. Those were so good. I'll link how to find her in the show notes and her ebook as well. And I can't wait to be back with you next week for more tips and tricks. And of course, I'm going to leave you with, you are strong, you are smart, you are beautiful, you're a good friend to all. Bye. If you would like more help, check us out at breezybabies.com. It's the happy place for boobs and babies, where you can take an online workshop on topics from breastfeeding to baby gas, learn baby massage, get a pumping plan before returning to work, and even get one-on-one lactation help from our IBCLCs. We meet with families both in-home and also all over the world via secure video. And guess what? These lactation consultations might even be covered by your insurance. Click the link in the show notes or visit breezybabies.com to see if you qualify. Also, connect with us at Breezy Babies on Instagram and YouTube. And last, if you love what we do, please leave us a review on Google or Apple Podcasts. Bye!